Well, good afternoon, everyone. Thanks once again for giving a few moments of your time to join us today. You know, we live in a world that's full of fear and full of anxiety. Many people are anxious, many people are afraid, especially whenever you engage so much in social media and you listen to so much of what you hear on the radio and what you see on the television. Now, we're not to bury our heads in the sand, but it's so important to keep our feet upon the ground as well, and most of all to keep our eyes towards heaven. The psalmist said, I will lift mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. The apostle Paul said that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And over the last 12 or 14 months, many, sadly, of God's people have given way to fear, not just fear, but an inordinate sense of fear. So afraid of what might happen or what might not happen. And it's so important that I think in these days just to take time to be alone with God and also take time to enjoy the things that God has given us. Just outside here in the church car park, in the grounds of the church, the sun is shining, the birds are singing, the trees are blooming, and it's just lovely to be able to stand here for a few moments and to breathe in some nice, fresh oxygen, get away from the television, get away from all of the media that's around us, and just to spend a few moments thinking about the things that we are sure and certain of. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 6 spoke a lot about fear, anxiety, and worry, and he covered so many bases. He spoke about our stature, our physical frame. He spoke as well about our physical necessities, our food and our clothing. He spoke as well about the future. And he says we're not to take thought of these things. And it just seems that the more you engage in the media, the more fear that seems to cultivate. Over the last 14 months, there's been so much talk about COVID, and before that, so much talk about Brexit. And now there's so much talk about the border in the Irish Sea, the breakup perhaps of the United Kingdom. There's trouble now in the Middle East, and that seems to be something that plays heavily upon people's minds as well. And there's also all of the uncertainty in the political world here in our own province and also in the mainland, and all that goes on with it. But listen, turn off your television just for a few moments. Get outside if you've got the physical strength to do so. Listen to the birds sing. The Lord Jesus Christ says, behold the fowls of the air. He says, your heavenly Father feedeth them. Then he says, look at the lilies of the field. Your heavenly Father clothes them. He provides for his creation. And the Savior said, you're much more precious than they are. Just take a few moments. Get up early in the morning. Get out there and go for a walk. Look at the plants and look at the trees and look at God's creation. Put your head outside the door. Breathe in some fresh air. Take a nice drink of cold water. Enjoy some good healthy food. Spend time alone with God in prayer. Read your Bible. Friends, the birds are still singing. The plants and the shrubs and the trees are still growing. The sun is still shining. God is still upon the throne. God's in control. He's promised to look after his people. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 32, the Savior said, your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Folks, time to get back to the Bible. Time to stand upon the promises of God once again. Time to get back to the place of prayer. It's time to put our faith and trust in God afresh. And folks, let's not give in to the spirit of the age. Let's not get carried away with the current and the tide of popular opinion. But folks, let's put our faith and trust again in God, who feeds the very fowls of the air. The birds aren't worried. God feeds them. He looks after them. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. God can look after his people. Let's trust him, folks, today. Let's prove his grace. Let's let that hope that's within us be seen by the world that's crumbling in fear all around us. God's people need to be different. May God encourage you. May he strengthen you. May he uphold you. And may he cause his face to shine upon you. And let's get back to faith in the word of God and in God's promises. God bless you. See you next time.